Hello and welcome to Boarding Party's D&D campaign. Featuring Bentley Woods, CJ, D Blackwater, Milo Reuter, and Phoebe Wilhelm. I'm Drew, the Game Master for the Laris region. D makes his way to the Woods Family Forge with a project in mind for Neek before heading off for his rematch at the Port Thalo Gym. Ladies and gentlemen, hello. Welcome back to another round of endgame preparation. Last we left D, he did a little bit of family research, learned some stuff. Still have some books, just in case.
Books?
Hanging around. But the manor... Following that evening, we'll open an amber crag for you. It is at this point that horrible constitution save is going to come back to bite you.
Mm-hmm.
We are starting the day off with a lovely singular point of exhaustion.
Yes, sir.
Got bags under the eyes. Sun rises. The door opens in amber crag. Phoebe's long gone. Very bright and early. She's on a mission. We'll get to it. But... The rest of the lads are just kind of dirtling around for now, planning out their day. But this day is yours.
Perfect.
I'm worried about what you're doing.
I'm going to grab out my portable PC.
Portable PC.
And I'm going to throw everybody into it because I don't know when the next time I'm going to see everybody.
Totally fair.
So.
Yeah, because as Phoebe will have told you, Manor's not leaving here for 2 weeks. She might not even use it.
Yeah.
So there may be nobody in the manor for a while.
Fair enough.
So it's just sort of assumed. I'm assuming that everybody's going to do something like that.
Yeah.
Put their teams away.
Yeah.
Even if they don't say it.
But for the record, for everybody at home, like, I thought Neek was there. No, he's with me.
Yes. Everybody, I'm assuming, is going to have all of their team with them because exactly.
Yeah.
You have no idea when the next time you're going to see everybody.
But yeah, I'm grabbing all of the remainder of the steel scraps, smithing kit, all the kits. I am loading up my duffel bag that I probably haven't used in months now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make my way out the door. And first stop before heading out, I want to stop by Mrs. Woods, Helen Woods.
Yeah.
I want to go see her.
Amazing. Yeah. So D, as you head on out to sort of set the scene for you. Yes, so Amber Crag is currently under full-on National Guard occupation.
Oh.
There are FEMA tents set up. There are a lot of soldiers from the Bureau of Discovery, the main police hub, the FBI, basically, out in Alluvia. They are camped out here. There's a ton of medical personnel. The hospital is literally buzzing. There are people being literally flown in over the mountains, around the mountains. There are people in Pokemon just being shuffled in and out of those doors. It's like a madhouse here. There's reporters everywhere. There's engineers. And there's a big plot where it looks like some construction's going on.
Because this is the only place with a huge hospital, right?
This is basically... I'm trying to think of what our analog would be. But yeah, this is the hospital of the region.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a bunch of medical personnel and National Guard. Amber Crag's not doubled in population, but definitely a buzz. There's a lot of people walking around. Some of them you might even recognize from kind of background people from FOLA. A lot of engineering types here. Mm-hmm. Looks like there's a lot of trucks coming in from the port. Up that road, which to kind of throw out for you guys, it's not on the region map, so I don't know if we've ever really discussed it, but along the river, there is a literal paved road that you guys, I believe, have walked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last time you were here. To and from Port Thalos, one of the only places that trucks will come and go. A lot of steel girders being delivered, a lot of what looks to D, you'd probably be the only one to recognize is copper wiring. A lot of stuff. It looks like some kind of big electrical something's going up.
Okay. Is there any, before I get into that, seeing all these, big-time people, I'm gonna unclink or unchain my trident from my little gauntlets.
Yeah.
And we'll put it in the case and put it on my back. I'm like, I'm not going to walk around with
it. Have it look like a guitar case or something?
Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm going to do that. And then are there any sort of like anchor, like any bronze anchors out there that are kind of moving in?
Throw me a look at them. Perception check.
Disadvantage, because I see you, boy. Oh, seven.
Seven? Well, I mean, it's not like it's super well hidden. I mean, there is some anchor insignias on one of the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like this is just their... Again, like, the privateer name is sort of the colloquial term.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else just knows them as Arlecchino Freight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not unheard of for them to be kind of buzzing in and out, but you do clock one.
Okay. Well, I was just saying if there is anything that's, like, from them that stands out as, like, a... Of, like, what they would be bringing in kind of thing.
A lot of just supplies.
Okay.
Seems like they... You'll kind of know from your time with your dad, even though we've kind of glossed over some of it in the past. They're pretty much... They follow the money.
Yeah.
If it's profitable to bring something in, they'll do it. Because they're not robbing other ships and holding people up anymore. So...
Not yet.
Yeah. They've turned over a new leaf, at least for now.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, the privateers are one of the organizations that's, like, there's nothing... We can't make money if the world's gone. So they're like, yeah, whatever you need. Here's, like, discounted shipping. Let's get it where it needs to go. Mm-hmm. And that kind of seems to be the vibe in Ambercrag right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's helping out in whatever ways they can. You do clock a couple journalists just interviewing anybody and everybody. A lot of the questions seem to be relating to mysterious infections, these sort of pale creatures, which you're like...
Yeah. I just keep my head down. I don't make eye contact mm-hmm. with any sort of news reporter or anybody important, and I'll just kind of beeline to Helen's.
Yeah, as you approach the Woods residence, you do see Tom kind of working in the yard with a couple of his current crop, but you see the forge is active and burning.
I'm just going to go straight to there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bother him.
A little tiny clef geek pops out and just waves a little set of keys towards you. They remember you.
Yeah.
They remember.
I'd hope.
Yeah. Who's this guy? Get him out of my town.
Just stabs me with rusted keys.
Yeah. It's a key. The key is a sword all the time. But you stick it in someone and it unlocks their soul.
Whoa.
Yeah, but you, you can absolutely... I'm making a whip. Up to the forge.
Perfect.
But yeah, the Klefki will kind of escort you on the off chance that anybody has forgotten you.
Mm-hmm.
You do see Luther, the Aegislash, kind of sitting there waiting. Gives a nod mostly to your axe, like... And then just kind of slides to the side like an Imperial guard. And you're like, great, thanks. But yeah, you'll see Helen hard at work with a couple Magmar in there. She's kind of just like idly directing them and just taking down some sketches. D?
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Well, I've been better, but not bad.
Good.
We're still kicking forge, still hot.
Good, good.
That's what I can do.
Good, 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 good. Very, very good. On a scale of 1 to 10, how busy are you?
11, but we always make time for...
Okay.
Family friends?
Perfect. So I need a possible rush order, willing to pay, as many of those Blackwater balls that we designed before.
Oh, yeah. I think I got those schematics laying around here somewhere.
If not, I got like 30, so...
That would do. I don't have time to do it myself, but I'm more than happy to let you use the forge. It should accelerate your process.
Okay.
As you see all the Magmars are in there, and they're pouring, and you can see they've got, like, a very bizarre-looking mold. It looks like a lattice work of amberite.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just kind of pouring it in there, and one of the Magmars just walks over.
Hey, buddy.
Holds out a little tiny claw.
Shake. I unfortunately don't have time to stay. Would it be okay if I leave a friend behind to assist and take care of everything? Okay. And open up the PC and I'll bring Neek out.
All right. Hey.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
So...
Oh, we're back.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to need you to make as many of these, and I'll kind of into his backpack, and I'll pull out the black water ball schematics.
Yeah.
Many of these as you can within a 3 days' time.
Sure.
I'm going to send a balloon back to come and grab you and whatever you have, okay?
Can do.
You going to be okay here by yourself?
Sure.
Okay.
He's like, hello, Mrs. Woods.
She goes, call me Helen, dear. It's fine.
Okay. All yeah, right. I'll be good. Okay. I am among my people.
You're the only grass. Never mind.
I'm ready to go. Right.
He's immediately just sweating like tree sap. And he's like, I'm good.
And then I will leave him the 19 pounds of steel scraps.
Okay.
You know.
Probably good because you're like.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'll leave those here and I will give him anything extra that he would need from my kit.
Okay.
And then be safe, buddy. I will be back.
You'll be safe.
Fair enough.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by security.
You make a very good point. All right. Have fun. And then
I will.
I'm going to just make my way out.
Okay. The Magmars all have assistance with these checks. That's a crit. And that's a crit. And the other one was a 17 on the die. So they did really well for that. So let's see. These two will be the crits. And that's the normie. Awesome. Okay. We'll cover that in a bit. In 3 days' time, as the Magmars just kind of get right to work, they haul out like another small Pokeball forge that's currently not in use. Just slot out the rack, take the mold out, pop it in, and Neek's like, all right, boys, let's get to work.
I fucking love him.
He's so good.
I love Neek. All right. Then... Oh, I did ask... Mr. Woods to keep an eye out for anything that might have piqued my interest that has come across his range. I actually just remember that as Devin.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go and see if he has any takers that he is looking that are what D would assume to be battle ready. We don't have to necessarily role play it out. But
let me dig deep into the notes because if memory serves, because you guys have asked a lot of people for a lot of things.
Yeah.
I believe you were asking about like an electric lad.
I said anything that could help bump up or improve any of my creations or anything that could help me out on the water.
Okay.
I mean, if it's a mixture of both, I ain't gonna say no.
Well, let's do... All right, let's make this as easy as possible for both of us. Do you want an electric type? A water type? Or a sort of another sort of tinkering assistant type.
I already have Cooper, is supposed to be. And you know, saying that now, I will leave Cooper behind to study underneath Neek.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, Cooper immediately is like, whoo!
He doesn't even say whoop, he just goes whoop. But yeah, he's there to help Neek cool down anything that he needs.
Yeah. No, they're always happy to have more people to help temper the stuff coming out of there.
You know what? I'm going to make a roll about it. I'm going to let it go.
1 to 2 electric, 3 to 4 water, 5 to 6 ticker type?
Yep.
All right.
4.
3 to 4 water type?
Okay.
Let's do...
May the odds be ever in my favor.
Oh, okay. I got something that works for both of us.
Okay.
Tom has currently in his possession in a dive ball, because he cares about that sort of thing, sat to the side that says for D.
Oh, nice.
And he kind of sees you walk out of the forge and he's like, oi, I got something for you.
Right on.
Somebody came down a few weeks ago, just after you guys left, actually.
Oh, cool.
Fell in a bright yellow suit and, I saw something and I thought of you. And I know you'd said you were looking for kind of something to help you out on the water.
Mm-hmm.
I've got just the thing.
Awesome.
He goes, how familiar are you with the octillery?
Me personally, slim to none, but...
Right. We'll say hello to this guy. And pooling out of this ball, bright purple, big ol' octopus. Massive, like, tentacles that just kind of zoot out and it's just sort of dripping. And you can see on the end... This would be kind of thematic. Because I have an idea. So kind of sticking out of the end of its suction cups are these little teeny tiny, like, almost like algae-like tendrils.
Ooh.
Sticking out. And it seems to just be for, like, ensnaring small prey. And kind of on one of its back tentacles, it's just holding on to this massive rock. And it's just sat there, and it just holds out one of those little algae tentacles towards you.
Hey.
And it just kind of like coats around your hand and just covers you in this like weird purple slime. And you're like, great. Amazing.
Love it.
And the wave on your back in the guitar case kind of like... kind of shudders a little bit.
Huh.
Yeah, he's battle ready. So I've been told. He's I guess a rehome rescue from... down at the port, I guess they caught him on a crane. He was dissolving some of the girders down there, so they just sort of asked him to get it away from there, and I figured I know just the responsible young man to give this to.
Perfect. Yeah, if you... Yeah, 100%.
He's all yours.
Yeah. I'll just...
With everything that's coming, I figure this is probably for the best.
Did Bentley fill you in on everything, or...?
Not yet. Is he in town?
Oh, yeah. I think he was coming around. He was, I think, taking care of some stuff with CJ.
Oh, well, I'll be on the lookout for him.
Okay.
Amazing. Well, you take care of that guy.
Will do.
And yourself. And my son. And the world. And, you know, a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Carrying it on our backs.
Yep.
All right. With that note.
Yeah.
I'll, make my way out.
Yeah. Make your way out.
You said that was an octillery?
Yep.
I will actually leave the Woods family, 200 poken for any supplies, foods, and stuff for the people, and as a general thank you, and to make sure that they take care of themselves.
Amazing. Yeah, you dropped two, clean 200.
Yep.
Plus you're like, if all goes well, I'm going to earn half of this back today. Okay.
Correct.
Drop $200 for supplies, food, any damages that Cooper may cause.
Yep.
And you're like...
Mostly just that's my Cooper fee.
Yeah. The Cooper babysitting fee.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then he's off. He's off to the races. So the only big question I have for you is, are you going to walk along the road or are you going to be just off the road? If you're heading south.
If I'm heading
south...
to
the porty port.
Can I get a dinghy?
I mean, maybe. It would make sense. There would be some stuff coming up the river, going back down the river.
Yeah.
You could probably bum a ride.
Yeah, I'll bum a ride from somebody, because I assume that would be more quick than just walking. But, yeah. But if not, I'm going to do off the beaten path.
Okay. There's like a row of small boats. Seems to be forgetting personnel up here more so than equipment.
Hmm. Is there anybody with the, privateer insignia?
Let's do a roll about it. I know.
Perception?
Yeah. Or investigation. Dealer's choice. I know the bonuses are very different.
It's a 10 at disadvantage.
A 10?
Yeah.
I'll allow a 10. 10 seems reasonable to me.
Okay.
As you're kind of walking around, you see somebody that you've kind of seen before. They have an anchor tattoo on an arm. She's sitting in the dinghy. It's somebody I think you guys ran into one of the times you were in Falchester. I think it might be around the time you got... abducted by your dad.
Yeah.
She's got the kind of shaved side of the head, and then her hair's just dyed like bright blue. And she's kicked back, just leaning up. She's got like one of those little biker vests So just no sleeves, so that's how you can see the anchor tattoo. She's just leaning back, and she's got two drumsticks in her hand. She's just drumming, and there's a little green monkey sitting across from her, keeping beat. And they're just kind of chilling.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I'll walk up to her. Before I get up there, I'll have my captain's coat up to my elbows so she can see the tattoo.
Yeah.
And then I will, because my dad said to, flex the coat in a way. Mm-hmm. So kind of as I get up to her, I'll kind of do like that furl to make sure that everything underneath shows properly.
Flash that out. The axe, probably a gun.
No, that's in my back ways. Yeah.
All right. You flash that. She doesn't change posture, but she acknowledges and just goes, when the moon shines on the bay, who calls?
Pelipper, okay, I got to get going. I don't got time for this. Let's go.
All right, get him.
And then, I'll just hop in and I'll have her take me because I'm not driving.
She'll keep drumming, tosses one of the drumsticks over to the monkey who grabs it with his tail and just keeps it going, and then just starts the motor, spins it right around, and you can see from a nearby tree this massive blue beetle just flies over and like grabs onto the back of the dinghy. She's like, I wasn't going to leave you. And she's still drumming and just kind of steering the boat, and he's like just angrily buzzing.
God, I thought that thing was coming in hot at me.
She goes, that's Styx pointing at the Thwacky. And goes, and that's Dutch at the Heracross.
Pleasure to meet all of you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Curiosity, because I know it's only been a day.
Yeah.
Waves still slightly heavy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Waves. Wave weighs heavy. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, yeah, and then just drop me off at Portelo, please.
Will do. She's like, I recognize that coat.
Yep.
You a Blackwater?
Yep.
Awesome.
It's pretty sick, I guess.
Sure.
You know my dad well?
Well enough. Keeps us paid.
That's good. Very good. I'm just going to have awkward conversation with her the entire time. It's just going to be like, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep. It's mercifully, it would have been about a 2 or 3 day walk. You can make it by boat in about 6 hours.
Perfect. Because
you've got the current flowing with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just zooting on through. As you're headed down, what's your passive? Perception.
Passive. I think I wrote it down. Perception is 15.
15? Awesome. As you're zooting along, you see like on the like right on the riverbank, there's a like mostly eaten Stantler. It's just dead. Like a lot of the ribs are kind of exposed. A lot of flies buzzing around it. And flying overhead is this very large like turkey vulture looking thing. Just got some gore kind of dripping from its face. But as you guys are on approach, it kind of takes off and then just starts circling again. You just keep zooting on by. And you see sort of nearby a little Elgium just observing the carcass and the bird. It clocks you guys, but doesn't do anything. And just is like standing there staring, looking ahead.
Talking to the girl, because she never gave me her name, did she?
Nope.
You ever run into those little blue creatures?
Literally one, yeah. I hit him with the boat on the way up. He exploded into sand, so I didn't feel too bad.
Yeah, anytime you see them, anytime you can hit him with something, that'd be great.
All right. She just takes a shot at him. And the little LGM's just absolutely dusted. She's like, all right, no problem. And just keeps steering. The Thwacky Styx has been drumming the entire time.
I love you.
Never breaks step. He's just still going. And Dutch is also kind of helping because he's just pushing the boat further along because he's too big to fit in it. But he's just.
I wanna have Doubloon out.
Okay.
Flying, kind of keeping pace with us.
Yeah.
Because I want him to be able to know the of where to come back to and from.
Follow the river.
Yeah.
Smart.
OK. because he's got to go grab my boys.
He does. He's got to get your boys. So, the boys.
Yeah. That will be that.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll just kind of... I'm just keeping my eye out. I'm going to pull out my my little sea monster book. I'm going to kind of just be looking over that, and I'm going to keep any eyes out for any, like, large entities in the water.
Family history doc.
If there's any, like, maps in there, I want to see if it, like, lines or comes across to, like, wherever we're at kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of deal.
So, for the record, you are looking through here. There be monsters.
Here there be monsters.
Okay. Yeah. So this is the book that talks about, as you may or may not remember, but I will regale the folks at home again as well. This is a book that is the sort of infamous disappearance of William H. Thorpe.
Yes.
Told by his contemporaries. And it's the story that kind of outlines the legend of Undertow. It is this massive, multi-headed serpent that cracked a ship in half and dragged its captain down to the depths. On the sea that the Red Prince is currently ported in.
Yeah.
But very, very far out to sea.
Yeah. Assuming so, but yeah, just kind of just being fascinated with that story and legend.
Yeah.
Having some ties to his quote-unquote last name, even though it's a whole mess. D's, like, still racking his brain around everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he's just kind of, like, flipping through to see if there's any, like, maps of, like, this is probably around where it's at, or just things like
there's,
that.
Yeah, there's, like, a piratized little X, and then, like, the big squirrely sea monster, the big, like, ridiculous S-shape thing in there, and then it's just got, like, a ton of heads.
Perfect. Cool. Yeah, I'm using that book to kind of also not have too much conversation with her because it's getting weird.
Yeah. Yeah. She does not seem, she never initiates conversation with you. She's like, you're a privateer. This is business.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know where you got that coat. Doesn't matter. It's fine. So she's like, it's probably a replica. Who cares? But you had the code word, so you're fine.
That motherfucker. Probably a code word.
Yeah. But yeah, otherwise, couple hours go by, the days kind of drift in, you wipe the sleep from your eyes a couple times as you're reading the book. Every once in a while there's a gunshot from your boat and a poof, and you're like, well, I did say.
Yeah, I'll just bide my time until I get to the port. I'm gonna try to get as much rest and relaxation as I can.
A little R&R.
Yeah.
After a couple hours of that, You start to see the buildings on the horizon that you've seen kind of all day finally start to get larger, and you see where the river kind of opens up into one of those little, like, bays almost into the ocean. And she'll just kind of pull it to the side by one of the docks and stop, and it's just like, we're here.
Pleasure. And then I'm gonna give the monkey $4.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You flick it in there, and he just goes, ah!
Buy yourself something nice.
And he's got, like, a little vest. Shoves the money in there.
A little vest.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, yeah. And before the gym closes for the evening, I'll make my way.
Okay.
Challenge crew one last time.
This literally just popped up in a... Duel of the Fates just showed up in a random compilation of songs. So this is perfect. Yeah, as you sail your way into Port Thalo, you see out on the beach, catching some waves, Cray, and also Gina. They're just both out there surfing away, and you see Marley kind of flying overhead in a wingsuit. Everybody's just kind of chilling, little beach day.
Give me 1 second, just taking some notes real quick. Yeah, I'm just gonna kind of, just wave him down.
Yeah, Cray will kind of catch you. And just kind of, he'll catch the next wave in. And it's like kind of a weak one. And then you see like a green shape in the water beneath him. And the wave just swells so that it's perfect. And he slides right on into the beach. Saw, dude.
What's going on, man?
Welcome back, man. I didn't... Oh, man. What's it been, like, 10 years?
Like, a month, maybe?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Are you here for our rematch, dude?
Absolutely.
Sick. All right. Well, I mean, I guess we better head in, right?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's go, dude. He's like, Gina, I'll be back in, like, 20, 30 minutes, maybe like 10 hours. I don't know. We'll find out. He's like, don't hit too many waves without me. And he just kind of walks in. He's like, how you been, dude? The world's been kind of crazy, huh?
That is an understatement.
See these little, like, rock man, dude?
Yep. You've been staying away from them, right?
Oh, dad, no. We've been defeating them in glorious combat.
Great.
Politoed and I have been having a great time, dude. I mean, yeah, it's dangerous, but, like, I mean, they say there's, like, impending doom, but they're so weak, you know? You just knock them dead.
Absolutely. You keep hammering away, buddy.
Absolutely, man. What about you? You've been taking them out in droves, or not really?
I have. I've also been trying to stay clear from them as much as possible.
That, you know what? I respect that. That is, like, what they're advising, but, you know...
Gotta do your thing.
Duties and stuff, all that.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and you do see. Didn't have it last time. Black arrow tat.
Oh,
it's new.
He didn't, did he?
Nope. But he, without missing a beat, he just goes, duties, that duty calls, you know?
So when'd you get that fresh ink?
Oh, a couple months ago. They started to, not months, a couple weeks ago. They started kind of making the rounds. I turned them down the first time. I like being me, you know? I just want to catch the next wave, kind of vibe out. But, yeah, I guess they're looking for really strong, capable trainers. I imagine they'll be calling you up soon.
Well,
Speaking of fresh ink.
You're my last stop. And, yeah, I'll show him my anchor tattoo.
He's like, dang, that's looking good, man. He's like, yeah, I was thinking of embellishing this, but they said it has to stay, like, completely untouched, so I guess I'll just do something on the other arm now.
That'd be cool. That or higher up on the other one. Anyways, let's get the show on the road, buddy.
Let's do it, man. It's been great catching up, but
Absolutely. You're
here for business.
Yes, sir. I got a lot to do.
All right. Well, hey.
Not you, Siri.
All right. Well, hey. Good luck. This Maelstrom badge is yours for sure this time, dude. You look a lot stronger than the last time we were here, like, literally, the buff.
Oh, yeah, and I'll pull out the trident.
Dang, dude, are you, like, you into cosplay, or?
I hate you, dude. Yes, cosplay.
Nice, you're like Aquaman, cool. I could see it.
This is Drew just making fun of me.
Yeah, 100%. All right, man. Well, hey.
Let's get this done.
Best of luck to you.
You as well.
You were so close last time. I bet this time you can do it.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Good luck. And he's going to throw out his three boys.
Everything's the same? Like rain crashing down super heavily?
Yeah. Heavy rain. If you're not a water type, you have 10 feet of visibility.
Okay.
It's a little dicey.
With that being said, zero hesitation. Mute Haka and the newly developed and acquired Leviathan, a.k.a. Huntail.
Yes.
Will hit the field.
Mute Haka Leviathan. All right, let's go ahead and throw some initiatives on here. Starting us off, as soon as I make it say heavy rain in here. Oops. All right. Mute. You're up first. You see the familiar dongling lights of a Chinchou floating out at sea, and the silhouettes of a mega crab and a big old frog. You're up first.
Yeah, Mew with zero hesitation. He goes, you, and looks and points at the polytoad. And he's going to go running. And as he runs in, he's going to fling some sand.
We love it. Okay, give me a hit. Come on.
Natural 16.
That hits.
For 2 points of damage.
Two points of damage.
Dark damage.
2 points of dark damage, you say?
Yes,
okay.
Sir. And then
good stuff.
He just jumps up into the air and he's going to go for a throat chop, knowing that that thing makes a lot of sound.
Okay. Probably a good call.
And yeet! Natural 18 for 25.
That hits. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'll do. That'll do, Alfred.
Where is she?
Alfred.
He's silenced.
Alfred, help! Alfred.
So that is 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 points of dark damage.
Okay. Up to 11. That's good. Because like a fool, I never programmed Kray's team into this sheet because this sheet does not predate Kray. So, okay. He's up to 11. Okay, and he's silencioed. He's
for a minute.
Zip-zipped. Which is good, because as you know, mm-hmm. he does a lot of things yes, with sir. His Mongolian throat singing.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it for Mute. He's kind of staying right there. He wants his polytoad in his face.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, he may yet get his wish at some point, because it's your boy Kingler. Kingler is up. First. So he'll close the gap on Muty Mute.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot get into a flanking position with you just yet. But he is going to go for a crab hammer. Whew, it's not a crit. It is instead. It's only a 14 to hit.
Misses.
Oh, you're a lot stronger than last time. He brings the hammer down and you just. And the crab's like. You were a lot smaller last time you were here. Oh no. Kind of flings the claw back and leaping through the rain is a silent polytoad trying to just kind of like uppercut punch you.
Okay.
He's going to bounce. He's a 17 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. Incoming. Some bludgeoning damage in the form of 11 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Leaps up into the sky, does a little flip, lands on your head, and then jumps back and into position and just goes. And no sound comes out. None at all.
Beautiful.
Chin Chow. You know what Chin Chow does. Yeah. Chin Chow is going to try to water pulse Politoed.
Annoying little fucker.
He gets an 8. He misses. This poor sweet boy. All right, but that's them. It's Haka now. Haka, they're all kind of clustered, and then Chin Chow's like 20 feet out to sea, just...
Start of the turn due to heavy rain.
Mm-hmm. Get some. Get some.
6 temporary HP.
Get some. Temporary HP.
Perfect. And then, yeah, he just kind of, as he kind of runs, he's going to front flip over Mute to get behind where the Politoed is.
Love it.
And just... Fists are going to be begin to crack with electricity.
Oh, God.
And just, and right. just slams into this polytoad.
I know we're doing Theater of the Mind. I'll give you flanking because you're going to jump to the other side. You can do it.
Cool. Natural 19.
That's massive, yeah. Huge.
A lot of electricity coming in.
Uh-oh.
He is paralyzed.
10, he's paralyzed, and then you hit, so you can do it again.
Yes, sir.
So that's actually 20. And then, yeah.
I don't think this will hit. 16?
Oh, that hits.
That hits?
Yeah, Kingler's the tough one to hit.
Oh, okay.
Politoed, to make math easier, and you fought him before. Politoed's a 15.
Okay.
And Kingler's a 17.
Okay.
And then Kingler's the one's immune to crits.
That's right. And then an extra 3 points of electric, double to 6.
Yeah, okay. Huge. Okay. You're already, as Politoed sees you, he's like, and Hawk is like, can't hear you, bro. As the lightning's crackling out of your fists and Politoed's eyes go wide, he's like, I didn't think you could do that. But he cannot scream, for he is silenced.
Yep.
Leviathan. Newly named, newly traded.
The boy. Seeing that Chin Chow and being a nuisance,
yeah,
she's gonna kind of just beeline towards it.
Yeah, because he can swim in the rain.
Yes, he can.
He's scary. He's a fast boy.
Yeah, so he's got 50 feet of swim.
Yeah.
And he's gonna go for a crunch.
Okay, we're going on Chin Chow.
Yeah,
love it. Amazing.
Natural 17.
Yeah.
For good God. 14 points of dark damage.
Okay.
I'm going to grapple.
Yeah.
So he has to make a strength save, DC 12.
Oh no. Oh no. How much did you do?
14.
14? Okay. DC 12, huh?
Yep.
I'll roll the metal dice. Come on, Alex. Ooh, okay. He gets a 15.
Wow.
What a good lad. Okay. So he manages to not be grappled.
Mm-hmm.
You chomp into this like tiny little guy, shunk, and you sink in and you feel electricity crackling through it and you just don't care. Huntail has seen the blind eternities.
Yeah.
He is not afraid of anything.
No.
Okay.
That is Huntail.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. How much more movement would you say that I have?
Chin Chow's 20 feet out to see. Yeah.
Okay.
He's 20 feet out to see. You guys start about 30 feet apart. It probably takes you your movement to
get
to
him. The full 50? Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to double check.
Yeah. All good.
Perfect. That is it.
Okay. Awesome.
Muty Boy?
I believe it is Muty Boy, yeah.
Flanking with Haka.
Yeah.
He's still going for that Politoed. He's going to fling first, but instead he's just going to kind of pull out the Quick Claw and kind of do like a prison thing to where he's like, I know I'm not supposed to have this, but kind of just shank him. Oh, that's not good.
You've been punished.
No, it's only 13.
You've been punished for smuggling.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you try to whip out the Quick Claw, but your inner sense of mild honor, you're like, I'm not supposed to have this.
Yeah.
And you hold back. Okay.
He's going to go for Fierce Wipes on it.
All right.
For 3 attacks. Natural 18 for the first. Natural 18 for the second.
Yeah.
And then a natural 17 for the third.
Yeah, that absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is going to be 3d4, 44, 5d4. It's going to be 5d4 plus 3.
5d4 plus 3? Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
4,
oh, no.
7, 10, 12, 15, 18 points of fighting damage.
Dang. Okay. 18 points of fighting damage?
Yes, sir.
Massive.
And that's it for Mute.
All right. Well done, Muty Boy. Kangler, same deal. Going to try to hit you.
Is he going for Mute?
Yeah, he's going to try to hit Mute with that crab hammer. That's a crit.
Hit me!
All right. Crits on a 19 to 20. Does 4d8 doubled. Here we go.
Woo! What kind of damage is this?
Bludgeoning.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Hit me with an element.
Holy cow. 14, 19, 22, 44 points of bludgeoning damage to Mute.
Ooh, that hurts.
Yeah. Mama. This is what Kingler did last time we were here, man.
Yeah.
It was going well, and then crit, die. All right. Yeah, the Kingler sees you, and he watches the claw just shines bright like a diamond and clocks you in the forehead, and you're like, ooh.
Fun.
You get one of those big, like, Bugs Bunny, like, massive wounds on your head, the big, like, the goose egg. All right, but that's Kingler. Politoed is still silencioed, so he's kind of feeling a little rough. So he's going to go for bounce again, because it's all he can do when he's silenced.
Yep.
And he's gonna bounce out and try to help out his pal. There's nothing in here about you can't take attacks of opportunity when he leaves your range, so.
Cool.
Because you're not the target, so Mute, you could try to hit him, and,
so
can Haka, you can try to hit him.
Alright, since, he's moving, I don't know how you're gonna roll this.
You can do, if you're gonna do a multi-hit attack, you can do one try.
No, I was thinking,
it.
Since they are flanking, but he's moving out, you don't really get
I'll
flanking.
I'll say, because he's going up, I'll still give it to you.
Okay.
It's when, if he was going to here... You're making the attack when they're like not
at an
directly.
Angle?
Yeah,
I got you.
But because it's going up, I'll say you can have advantage.
Okay,
on it.
We'll start. I'll start with Mute. I'm gonna do throat chop.
Beautiful.
Natural 16.
Chop this boy.
And then I'll do Haka. I'll just roll for them both.
Yeah.
19 total for Haka.
Massive. Okay. So let's throw some damage.
Stuff first.
Okay. And then we're
9 points of dark damage for Mute. And then uh-oh. 5 points of electric damage doubled to 10.
10, okay. All right, Politoed.
Oh, wait, I should be rolling an extra damage die because it's raining.
For water.
Yeah, but doesn't electricity get a jump because it's raining?
Ooh, okay, yeah, hold on. Weather. I got to remember all my nonsense. Electric attacks get an AoE of 5 feet.
Okay.
If it's a thunderstorm, you get an additional die damage.
Okay.
But yeah, if you were to use a ranged electric attack, it hits in the plus.
Gotcha.
Orthogonal.
Yeah. Okay, I couldn't remember how everything was designed that, but I just wanted to double check.
Yeah.
No worries.
Maybe I'll change that for the future. Because that seems kind of cool that they would get one, but Heavy Rain already has like 15 lines of text.
No, you're good. It's not Haka's turn yet.
Yeah. Either way, Politoed's looking bloodied as he leaps up. It is a dirty 20 to land on Huntail.
Yes.
So incoming's a little bit of damage to you in the form of 12. 12 bouncing damage as he lands atop you.
If only I was grappled. Oops.
Yeah. He hits you and it like pushes you underwater, but you're a fish.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, cool.
Well, thanks, Dad.
You just swim right on up. Chin Chow is so scared. He's like, there's an icky eel monster in the water below me. I am so scared. Someone please help. So he is going to danger close T-bolt right down on himself because lightning type attacks have an AoE. So he's going to try to T-bolt himself, but the AC also has to hit the both of you.
Okay.
Oh my god, he gets a 13 plus. Oh, it's a dex save. I lie. Okay. Well, he saves, which he doesn't want to do, but I'm not going to let him back out of it. So it's a dex save from
Leviathan.
Huntail and a dex save from Politoed. Politoed makes it.
15.
15 makes it. So everybody's going to take half of this. I guess it's electric, so you'd take half, but you're weak to it, so you take the normal.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's going to take 8. So Chin Chow's going to heal, and then everybody else takes some serious heat, and is like, why? Politoed's like, bro, I came to help you, and he's like, I got scared. I'm nervous, Haka.
This giant crab is in. Where position wise?
Yeah, so it's basically, I'm gonna point at nothing, but like Haka's here.
Okay.
Kingler's like here.
Okay.
You're right here. Politoed was here, and then went over there.
Okay.
So if you go like here,
okay,
you can flank him.
That's what I'm looking for.
I'll allow it.
Okay. Yeah, he's just gonna kind of and just elemental.
Boom, 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 bap.
Yeah, kind of like slam on the ground, making like drum beats to like crackle that thunder, and then just backhand this giant crab.
Yes.
Natural 17.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Politoed needs to take d6 of electric damage because he's paralyzed. So he takes 3, double to 6.
Oh yeah. Does that stop him from doing stuff?
It just says paralyzed. Whatever you have underneath your paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
Stuff.
A paralyzed Pokemon is incapacitated, automatically fails strength and dex saves, attack rolls against them have advantage, and any attack that hits them is a crit. So technically, we're gonna walk it back a second.
Okay.
You both hit. I know Huntail heals 12.
Okay.
Politoed heals 8 because he wouldn't have been struck by the thing because he can't leave.
Yeah.
So, okay, we got to do a minor walk back. It's going to be okay. So Huntail heals a little bit. Mute did 7 or 8 damage.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to add 8 damage on there. And then you hit him for 5 double to 10, which would actually be 20.
Yes.
So he's going to take an additional that. And then he's... Yeah, so Politoed, I tell a lie... Politoed did not move, cannot move, and is stuck there.
Okay.
I forgot you could paralyze.
Yeah.
Okay. Massive.
So he does take, well, he still takes that three double to six now.
Yeah, so he's looking real bad now and is also paralyzed.
Okay, well then I'll reroll my attack because I'm going to focus down the spotlight.
Yeah, no, go for it. Absolutely. So. Let's make it happen.
22?
Oh, yeah. And it's an auto crit, so.
That's 12, double 24, so 48 points of damage.
48 points of damage. Yeah. 48 plus 98, which is what he was at, is 146. 146 is more than 136. How do you want to do this, Haka?
Yeah, he kind of is keeping that same momentum. He kind of just backspins and is going to take his elbow, just crack it into the back of this polytoad and just slam him into that, like, rocky short wall.
Okay. Amazing. Yeah, you just... As the polytoad just goes... And just flies silently into the night before being absolutely murked.
Bonus action for...
There we go. Now we're caught up. Yeah. Okay.
Bonus action for Haka. Now he'll do that little sweet ground pound move.
Now you slide over. And because you hit the first one, you can make another one.
Yes, sir.
There we go. Now we're caught up.
Natural 17.
Yeah. There you go.
It takes 7 points of electric, doubled to 12 or 14.
14. You got it.
I know math.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, so he takes some heat. That's big.
At the start, I'm going to see if I can get more than 6 temporary HP.
Go for it.
I have 7.
Yay!
I'll take it. Boom.
All right. Beautiful.
That's it for Haka.
Okay. Leviathan.
Yeah, he's just going to finish off this Jin Chao.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Natural one.
He could never harm such a sweet, innocent boy who is actually all by himself. As you try to bite him, the Jin Chao goes, "No!" And you go,
I'm sorry?
It's just business. I didn't know.
He just starts crying.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's it.
Mute. You're flanking with your boy Haka now. He got you in position.
He's going to actually just grab him, pick him up, and just slam him onto the ground. So it's going to be contested strength.
Okay. Well, let's see what his strength is. I think it's pretty good. Oh, yeah, it's really good. Okay. Anyways. It's
18 for mute.
It's a dirty 20 from the Kingler.
Ooh.
It's gross. Boy's got a plus 5.
All right,
strong
so that was just a grapple.
Yeah, that was a grab.
Realizing that's not working.
Yeah.
Just gonna start, he's just going to start pummeling him with the fury swipes.
Good.
5 attacks.
All right.
Advantage.
They all have advantage. He's immune to crits, but
yeah,
still good.
Natural 17.
Yeah.
22.
Good.
Natural 16.
Perfect.
19.
Yeah.
Natural 20, but...
So 5 hits.
Just 5 hits.
You're good. 5 for 5. That's still good.
So that's...
5d4 plus... Did we do it like healing potions?
Yes.
Is it deet? So 5 to 4 plus 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
I think so. It sounds right.
Fierce Shift 1d4 plus 1 attacks. Any number of targets in range. Each hit one additional die of damage. So
one additional die of damage?
Yes.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 15. 15d4.
15
Is that
D4?
What we did?
Yeah.
Did we really do that?
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
Well, and
anyways.
Then on top of his guts.
Yeah.
He never gets guts. That's why.
That's
it's
why
crazy.
He's so scary now. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh no! Each hit deals 1 additional damage.
1 additional
guts
damage.
Is, guts
okay.
does the
guts,
extra damage.
Yes.
I was like, did I make Fury Swipes that insane? Okay.
So that's
it. Is like healing potions.
Yes.
So
it's 5.
Well, it's kind of like healing potions.
So it's
potions.
5 plus 5.
So it's 5 plus 0. So hold on. Roll your 5d4. I'll figure this out.
Okay.
It's 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4. It's a factorial. So you're going to do 10 additional damage. Man. 13,
23 then total.
23 total?
Yeah,
okay.
Fighting damage.
Yeah. Because it's 1 additional damage for each one that hits. So
Mute's,
it's 1d4.
Mute's always been complicated with those.
Yeah, it's 1d4, then 1d4 plus 1, then 1d4 plus 2.
That's what
2.
It is. Because it used to stack like that, and then we're like, this is way too complicated.
It was really bizarre. So now it's just a factorial.
Yes.
He just does more. Because
we moved his dice stacking into his ability.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's 28?
23.
Yes. Cool. Okay. Yeah, Kingler... Still looking okay, but that's a big hit. That's good. That's a lot of damage in one shot.
Does it?
Speaking of Kingler, it's Kingler's turn. Kingler is gonna say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, and crab hammer mute in the face again, hopefully. Not a crit this time, but it's a dirty 20.
Yeah.
Okay. 3d8 more bludgeoning damage with no crazy side effects. 6 plus 2 plus 7 is 15. So 15 more points of damage.
I don't know if you can see my sheet. But,
Ooh, he's looking a little low.
I didn't hear no bell.
The Chinchou will brave an attack of opportunity from the Huntail. And by brave, I mean he's terrified. So he's going to scoot over to be closer to Kingler.
So attack of opportunity?
Yeah.
Natural 20. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, listen. This is the business. He knew what was happening. He has an AC of 8. He's not particularly hard to hit.
Oh, my God. Hey, where'd my other D10 go?
Oh, no, he doesn't. He has an AC of 13. Anyways. But crit's pretty big. Because, as you know, when you crit, you automatically land the thing. So you have the option of coming with him if you want to.
12, doubled to 24.
Oh, he's done.
Okay.
He's done. He has 28 hit points, and you've done 6 damage to him. So he's done. So he swims away, you just go and just let the like limp Chinchou go, and he's like, good fight, and he just wiggles away.
Huntail's gonna use all of his movement to get to where Kingler is.
Okay, well, hold that thought, because that's Chinchou's move.
Oh, I thought Chinchou died.
He did.
Oh, that's right. That was an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, you killed him on an attack of opportunity. I was like, hold tight.
My
bad. You're fine. You're still going to get a turn before the Kingler does. But
yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so the Chinchou was going to roll in there so that if you tried to Thunder Punch Kingler, it would all heal Chinchou. But he didn't make it that far. Haka.
All right.
Good luck.
I'm going to mental punch this Kingler in the dome. Natural 16.
Okay.
For 8, double to 16.
8, double to 16.
Yep.
Okay.
Massive. Bonus action.
Yeah.
Hit him again.
Come on.
Oh, no. 3 and a 2 on the die.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good.
No, sir.
Okay.
But I'm going to try to see if I can get more temporary HP, which I do. I get 10.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Beautiful. Leviathan.
Crunch.
Okay.
I can't get Leviathan into a flanking position.
Correct.
Yeah. So he'll just roll straight for a 16 to hit.
Oh, you missed by one.
Damn.
This is the beef boy.
Yeah.
Beef boy's hard to hit.
Yeah, so misses crab the crunch.
Alright, Leviathan. You try to crunch in and your teeth are sharp. But they're not specced for breaking crab shells open. So you just... All right. That brings you back to mute.
Yeah.
It's looking a little rough.
He's going to... No, because it'll be Kingler's turn, then he can just stand up. So yeah, he's just going to bonus action fling.
Okay.
Excuse me.
A 22 to hit.
Yeah.
For 5 points of dark damage.
Beautiful. Another one coming?
I thought it was, dude. I was like, ugh.
Another one's coming.
5 attacks.
5 attacks. Beautiful.
Oh, dude, I hate this. Okay. Oh, no. Uh-oh. First one misses.
Okay.
18.
Hits.
22.
Hits.
17?
Hits exactly.
That's 4 attacks.
One more.
22.
Hits. 4 hits. So 1, 2, 3, 4, d4 plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
So.
4d4
plus 6.
3, 4, 8, 11, 17 fighting.
17 fighting damage. We're closing in. He's now bloodied. All that for a drop of blood. Kingler's cheek gets the little tiny cut. No, he's looking pretty beat up. As you're just pummeling the crab shell. He's got the claw over his head and it's just getting pushed further and further into the earth before it punches up towards you. This could be bad for Mute.
Yeah.
It's a crit.
He's gone. You don't even have to roll, dude. He's got 5 HP.
Yeah,
I want to see how much he does, though.
Oh, wow, it's pretty low. It's only 30. It's 7422 on 48. But
only 30.
Yeah, well, I mean, out of a maximum of 8, 16, 24, 32, 64.
Yeah.
It's less than half, but yeah, he just clocks Mute right under the jaw. Big black bear it's a repeat of last time, Mutie boy. We hate to see it.
We do.
We hate to see that. Okay, but after our big boy is Haka, our other big boy.
Yeah, he's going to get now into that flanking position with Leviathan. He's perfect. Just dancing around.
Yeah, you guys just...
elemental punch.
Get him.
Natural 18.
Big. Okay. Huge. 34?
Yeah, 34 points of electric damage.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, you hit, so you can try and hit him again.
Yeah.
This could do it.
Natural 17.
With numbers like 34 coming out of you.
10 doubled to 20.
10 doubled to 20. All right. When in the course of human history it becomes necessary for the people to revolt, Haka... Kangler has just knocked out Mute, spins to face Leviathan, and just sees a blur that is you zooting behind, electricity crackling in your newly formed hands.
Let's go.
How do
baby.
I do this?
Yeah, he just grabs at that massive claw. You can hear, like, you know when you go to snap, like, a crab leg?
No, but go ahead.
That kind of... Oh, I forgot you don't eat seafood.
No.
But yeah, there's just the kind of crack into it, and then he just punches into that joint.
Yeah.
And then just flips him over and slams him into the ground.
Oh, beautiful. All right. With that, the rain will stop, and the... Kray will once again just kind of descend from the wave break on either side. Walk on out. He's got a bunch of revive crystals. Cracks one under Mute's nose, and he's just like cocaine bear.
No.
Rolling around on the floor.
Oh, God.
All right. He's going to hand you $100.
100 bones.
And... Even though you have the trident, you do get the Maelstrom badge.
Yes.
It's a little black star, and there's like a swirling storm cloud inside. It empowers the effects of weather for you. It increases the distance the trainer can see in heavy rain and other weather effects. So now, next time you throw your trident in heavy rain, your vision's not going to diminish.
Perfect.
Which, that's an effect that everybody forgot about. The last time Haka made it rain and you guys were fighting wolves, everybody's like, we can't see. And I forgot too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you guys can see. Anyways, yeah, you get $100. And then Kray's going to hand you like a little pouch with those little revive crystals. And he's like, hey, man, I'm not supposed to like give these out, but with everything going on, like, you've earned it. Like, your team's crazy. So, thanks, just buddy. Take these, you know. You didn't get them from me, you know what I'm saying?
Get them from where?
Exactly. What did you even get? I don't know.
Huh?
Yeah. But, hey, man. Just take care of yourself, dude. You seem like a good guy.
Thank you.
And,
try to be.
As you pull out that badge, and you... All of the badges... And Kray's like... Dude, you didn't tell me I was your last one.
Oh, yeah. You were.
What?
Yeah, your gym's rough for me.
Holy cow. Hey. Well, even more exciting, dude. Hey, if you get like a mysterious message on your PC waiting for you, it's totally legit, man.
Okay.
It's totally fine.
I wasn't going to think anything else until you said that.
No, if they're like, we're looking for strong trainers and stuff, like, it's going to be cool.
Okay, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of cool people out there, and they're, like, super strong and stuff, so.
I appreciate it.
You know,
thanks for
stay in
up.
Touch. Don't be a stranger just because you like stomp the gyms. Like, don't disappear on me. All
no,
right?
For sure, buddy.
All right, cool.
All right.
And you just hear him mutter. He's like, dude, I'm so over my head. All right. You done did it?
I done
you
did
got your vengeance.
Yeah. Then, Aka didn't take a lick of damage.
No. No, neither. Nobody did, but Mute. Poor Mute.
No, Leviathan took.
Well, he took like a little bit of lightning. That's right.
Yeah.
Because I had to undo the belts. But that was good. That was good. That's good damage. All right. From there, as you make your way out of the Port Phthalo Gym, there's a dinghy with your name on it headed out to a galleon if you want to jump on there.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what we'll do is I'll have you hop on there, zoom your way out. Your dad's waiting on the ship, as always. Arms crossed, waiting as you're kind of like climbing the ladder. Still exhausted. You're just like... You make your way up, he'll grab you, pull you on board. Welcome aboard, son.
Thanks, Dad. We got a lot to talk about.
So I hear.
But tomorrow.
All right. He's like, you know where your bed is?
Like, yes.
Okay.
So tired.
Yeah. You pass out on the Red Prince.
Yeah.
You awaken bright and early the next morning with your dad sitting at the table with that same bottle. And you're like, no.
Devin's happy for it.
Yeah.
I am. D is not.
And he's like, so, we have a lot to talk about, huh? How many of these do we need?
How many of the drinks?
Yeah.
How many bottles do you have?
6.
Keep them on standby.
All right. Hit me.
And
not literally. Like, hit me with knowledge this time.
I wasn't planning on hitting you.
Good.
Okay. And I'm going to pull out all the books.
Okay.
So our name isn't our name, if that makes any sense to you so far. Just bear with me. But there's, I guess, a long time ago, a rift or a break or some sort of tear in realities happened. It's all this, you know, stone stuff, and it has to do with the trident, all that kind of stuff. Picking up what I'm putting down so far?
He takes a big shot and he goes, sure.
Okay.
Stones, names, yeah.
Okay. So our last name came from, it's a moniker of some sort. Whoever owned or operated the Red Prince took the name Blackwater.
Okay.
When this rift or break in something happens, the man who once actually was last named of Blackwater, who started this whole thing, his descendant ended up getting ripped and torn into this, creating our bloodline. So we're... not us, but we are us.
He slides you a drink and then just does like a sloppy pour of his and is like, one of the weirdest strings of words I've ever heard, but...
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And damn the player, that's correct, right?
Pretty much.
Like,
more or less.
Yeah, more or less. Okay.
That's probably how D would get through that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's reasonable.
Okay, now on top of it, so, like, this trident, and I'll take it out of the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, a little bit heavy. Has the possessed soul of that Blackwater person in it, I guess.
Yeah. Is it in your hand?
Yes.
Yeah, you can see him. He's pacing the quarters. Good to be back. Back on board the Prince. Who's this? And you watch him reach down and a hand passes through the bottle and he's like, dang. Bone dry.
So, yeah, D's like, he is super pissed because I practically almost killed a man if it wasn't thanks to one of my friends stopping me. And it wasn't an honorable way to kill somebody. And now he is literally haunting my every waking moment.
Not yet. But soon.
Beautiful.
Oh, you're back on the water. If only I could smell the sea. And your dad's just like...
I'm watching him like the whole time.
Right. And you just see Perseus behind. Takes out a sword and just... Just checking.
I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
And then I'll turn the all the books over towards him and I'll kind of push it.
Okay.
Now there is an impending doom of the moon coming down to crash and kill us all. And it's how my friend, one of my friends like to describe it is it's a giant egg. And it's going to hatch and this crazy being is going to come out of it and wipe out the entire existence of humanity. You know those little gray-green things that are running around? Yeah, that's like a little spawns of them.
He pours another drink and he's like, it's never easy with you.
It's not my fault.
He'll slide you another one. You've had like two sips of the first one.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Like, plug my nose. I'll finish the first one.
Plug your nose, dude. Plug your nose.
And I'll push the empty glass this way and I'll grab the other one.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's happening in about
40 days.
40 days is when this.
Well, no, it's 47. 47 days.
47 days.
I'm factoring in. I've mentally removed the final week because that's the time we haven't planned.
Yeah,
47 days from right now.
Okay.
So we have. I can check the calendar.
So we have 47 days until Doomsday is upon us. They're, my friend has described them coming from everywhere. The mountains over in Etiola, the sea, probably from the sky underground. Oh, sorry, the alcohol is getting to me. Everywhere. Okay. And we need to make sure that you and the crew are ready for whatever comes from the seas. And I have a solution. You have to believe me, you have to trust me.
Okay.
You're not gonna like it though.
Great. Can't wait to hear it.
And I'm gonna flip over to where the marquee symbol is.
Okay.
In one of the books.
Percy's eyes. Oh! Really? You going for that?
Not now.
Wow.
And
wow.
And I'll be like, this thing here.
Your dad's just watching you. Not now. Book. Look, and he's like, I'm listening. Jeez.
This thing is some sort of relic that, if found and pinned and claimed as your own, you can essentially rise a ship and a crew from the depths. It is somewhere out, and I'll point to the middle of the ocean. The catch.
Percy's out by the window, just leaning out there. He goes, "Oh yeah, it's big. Yeah, big window, huh? You really know where
Fuck
that is."
Fuck you, Percy. Now, if you do accept this, you are bound to that ship forever. If you die.
Sounds terrible.
You will become part of the ship, part of the crew, Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's like, I love those movies.
I have Got all it. Of them, even the director's cut.
Okay.
If anyone's going to have this, it needs to stay here with us. And okay. I want you to have it, but I understand if you don't want it. And the thing is that if you do take it, when the time comes, you won't be able to see Mom.
Then no deal. I can't give that up for anything.
I get it. I understand.
We can find this thing. We'll find somebody to steer it, but...
Yeah.
If what you say is coming, then it won't be long.
Yeah. And I planned for that, so I have a backup plan. But I wanted you to be aware of it. If this is something that you wanted to stay with us, then that's the way to do it.
Wouldn't be the first time we've reclaimed something and sat on it, made sure it didn't get in the wrong hands.
Yeah. So, game plan is now, is I need either you or 3 to 4 able-bodied people that can accompany me to go finding this.
I'm happy to go along with you, but if you're telling me I gotta bind my mortal soul to a ship of the dead, I can't do that.
I wouldn't ask you to do it again.
Good. Because you'll get the same answer.
Yep, I know.
I'll help you find this thing. Okay. If you think it'll help, we'll find somebody. Okay. Someone out there is desperate enough.
I have somebody in mind.
Great.
So that's that. Here's the catch-all. Here's a super fun thing. There's this, and I slide over the book with all the undertows.
Okay.
This is the thing.
And Percy's just like, hey, they got his head positions wrong, isn't it? That one's over there. And you're like,
does it matter?
Matters to me.
All right.
You didn't know him like I did.
Sounds like a swole guy. Anyways.
Nah, he's a dick.
If this thing is out here.
Oh, he's out there.
We can ask for his help.
Percy just starts laughing and your dad's like, and he poured in a storm.
Okay. This is good. As Percy's probably still cackling.
Yeah.
And I just go, put the trident away.
Yeah. And he just, he disappears.
Asshole. All right. So, first things first, I need to fix my issues with the trident. It's not as light in my hand as it once was.
Yeah, you seem to be having a day.
Been having a month. How long have I known the Tots?
Like 3-4 months by now?
Yeah.
10 years? 200
Same
hours?
Thing.
Who knows?
I've had a lifetime of experience in the 4 months that I've known these guys, so I'm going to try to get a hold of a buddy of mine who can talk with the Tidecaller.
Great. Yeah. Okay. You want to dance with that?
I did it once before. Once more, it won't be any too big of a thing. And he could talk to him.
He takes another shot and he goes, whatever. We're all dead in 2 months anyway if what you say is true, so.
You're not wrong.
Why not go challenge a god of the sea?
But here's the thing. We're dead. We are probably dead in those 2 months, but you cannot by any means let your crew know that.
Of course not. Captain's code.
Hey.
I might go down with the ship, but they won't. They'll be out of here long before.
Good. Are they like the crew that you have? They're good fighters?
Some of them.
Okay. I have a shipment of X amount of those capture devices that I've made.
Hmm?
They're yours. You can have them. Give them to yourself. Give them to your crew.
Great.
They're going to juice up whoever they have or whoever they're going to meet, catch, or whatever. But we need the strongest line out on this water, because if they come from the sea and you guys are overrun, they're going to easily pour into the rest of the town. We're the first line of defense there.
Sounds good. Yeah, I've heard some whispers. Things are getting a little hot inland, so.
Yeah.
Our shipments might slow down, but that might work out in our favor.
Also, I have a friend of mine who is a former. He's the son of the leaders of Team Rocket. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get with him in a couple days, a week or so, and we're gonna go scout out, and I'm gonna grab as many weapons and ammunitions and stuff that I can from them. and any sort of fun little trinkets that you guys might like. And there,
sounds good to
some
me.
Of it's going
to
come back here, so.
Look at you turning out just like dear old dad. Robbing from criminals. Almost killing somebody. Worrying about the end of days. Sailing around looking for trinkets. I couldn't be more proud.
Can I insight check him? Does
Absolutely.
He, does he mean that?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's a skill check.
I slept.
You slept. Never mind. Never mind. Oh, no.
Okay. That is 16.
Interesting. He's a little hard to read.
No.
But there's an air of sincerity to him. Okay. He doesn't do his usual tells of lying. There's no nervous shifting. He doesn't break eye contact. He's also a couple shots in.
So there's probably some truth behind it.
Probably.
Yeah. Chip off the old block. Anyways, well, I need you to teach me everything that you know, whether it's sailing, whether it's fighting, anything. Managing a crew, the works.
If you're willing to put in the work, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
All right. Where to first?
Today, let's just focus on getting everything together.
Okay.
Is it just going to be you accompanying me, finding this little thing?
We'll have a small detachment. Rest of our guys are running shipments to and fro.
Okay. All right, well, gather whatever you can. We'll get everything ready. We'll just take today to train, teach me the ropes of sailing. Maybe we can sail out in a direction, and then we'll go from there. I got to figure out a rough idea of where the hell this thing is going to be.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And he'll whistle, and you see out of the wall, the barbarical just... It just kind of steps out of the room, and you just hear like the sounds of a pulley going. Words out. People will be here soon.
Perfect. I'm going to look around his place for any sort of maps of the ocean. Like, I'm... Ooh, excuse me, Jesus.
Ooh.
I'm laying Ooh. Everything out on like this table, and I'm trying to pinpoint locations going from... Things that I've read in the book, mm-hmm. memories, and I'm pinpointing any sort of nautical direction or, God, what's the word I'm looking for?
A heading?
Yeah, I guess that would be it. Any sort of like that or like where like a...
So you have your books?
Longitude and latitude.
Yeah, okay. So you have like, your books open. We've got some maps.
Yeah.
We've got the full Sea of Thieves table that 100%,
scrolls. Yeah.
I'm looking for an island that kind of looks like a shoe, but there's like a little bit hanging off the end of it. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Do some kind of like survival or intelligence based thing. And I'll give you advantage because you get the books and a map. And the book detailing the family crest is pretty specific
mm-hmm.
with landmarks.
Oh,
so we'll
cool.
see if you can...
Expertise in survival, baby.
Let's go.
Modified 20.
Perfect. Okay. Where'd my notes go? What happened? Oh no. Oh no. Okay. The family crest of the Marquis de Gaulle is approximately from where you are at the average rate of travel. It's about 6 days out to sea. Headed in a southwesterly direction. Because there is a small set of islands down there that back in the sort of golden age of piracy is where people would have stashed a lot of things. But there's also a lot of ship traps out there in the form of very, very shallow water out of nowhere. A lot of banks with reefs that hit a couple miles out. a lot of beached ships out there. Okay. And it's really hard to go plunder them because nobody can get close. Because everybody that does, you just end up marooned out there.
Yeah. Okay.
But
you said south?
Yeah, so south by southwest. About 6 days of sailing at the average rate of travel.
Well, did you know I have a trident that probably can't do anything for it, but...
Go!
Control winds.
Ocean! Behave! Okay.
Okay.
You've got a heading for that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a heading for that one. If you wanted to try to pinpoint any other things, you could try to do that while you have everything out. You have all these books.
Yeah, I'm going to... I mean, they're... I'm pulling out the trident.
Okay.
All right, talk to me, Percy.
He's lounging on the map table.
Well, you never done this before, have you? This is, like, really inefficient. Why do you have so many sources? Just go. It's the ocean.
I don't have time to just go.
Everything's out there.
I don't have time to just go.
Well, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for your... I'm looking for your friend now.
You want to find Undertow?
Yeah. I need all the help I can get, dude.
Start drowning. He'll find you. It's how he works. It's what he does. It's why I'm here.
So what, shove my head in the water and just...
Nah, more than that. Be truly, truly desperate. When your lungs are burning for air and you're starting to forget what it's like to be alive, then he'll come clutch you. Make you an offer you can't refuse. He'll make you fight. You'll have a great time. You're gonna love him.
I'm gonna insight check this spectral entity.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Damn it. Ooh. 21.
You know Percy's charisma.
Yeah, it's so fucking high.
You got nothing. This is a ghost with nothing to lose. He's sitting here going,
stop.
I got something on my face.
Yeah, you do.
Oh. Is it a smug look?
It's that and death. Bye. Yeah. Why'd I make such an asshole?
I don't know.
All right. Because I know D plans on meeting up with Milo.
Uh-huh.
When would that be in days time?
Probably like around now if you wanted to do it.
Yeah, I would tell my dad, we're going to wait for my friend. Because we can use the ship to sail him out to wherever he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I mean, he could probably just fucking bamf out.
Yeah, he can.
Oh,
Milo, he has bullet and he's got...
Yeah,
He can go.
I'll begin making my way back southward. I'll make it easy for him. I'll get to where he probably would have told me where he would have been. Would he be in Ambercrag?
No. Milo, this is the one thing we're going to do slightly out of order. Milo is currently an Oriander, but has a connection with everybody.
Yeah.
So you can all kind of like, you basically have like AOL Instant Messenger.
Okay.
You can just ping somebody and they can respond.
Yeah. I will ping him that, hey, I need to make amends with Wave and Tidecaller. I could use some help with that. I'm on the ship. It's hard to miss.
All right. Well, I suppose we'll deal with that next time. Ooh. For us, it'll be probably 35, 40 minutes. But for you guys, I don't know, 3 days a week. I don't know how these are going to work out yet. Anyways, thanks for watching. Maelstrom badge in hand and a dangerous plan of action. D and the crew of the Red Prince prepare for a voyage with Milo to find the Tidecaller. If you enjoyed this episode of Boarding Party, please consider leaving a like on the video to show your support. If you'd like to see more of the Tots and stay up to date on the Laris region, why not subscribe to the channel? If you'd like to help us out in other ways, you can follow the links in this video's description box to our Patreon. From there, you can join the discussions in our Discord server, or check out the post show, Still Rolling, and get a recap of every session with myself and the crew. Let us know in the comments below what you thought about D's rematch, his plan to track down a cursed ship, and a potential meeting with the Tidecaller. Thank you so much for watching. We'll catch you next week as Bentley and CJ hit the Ambercrag streets and prepare for their journey to Watalonga.